came in, obviously, from the west and trying to sail downwind to get to that mark, thinking that there was going to be quite a bit more wind in behind us. So we were trying to get there as fast as we could, obviously, and ended up actually in pretty close to the islands to the northwest and jibed early in the morning out from in there. So it was getting to be a kind of a bit of a lee shore. And then got out to the longitude. Didn't think we were going to see the Horn Island or Cape Horn, but after rolling out a reef, I looked up and the mist had cleared, and there it was, about 15 or 18 miles off or so, and very dramatic, and it's a great, great moment to get past there. But as you know, the old clipper captains used to consider the passage around the Horn as 50 south to 50 south, and because although you may have reached Cape Horn, you're still exposed and down there to the Southern Ocean and the Southern Ocean weather systems, and until you can get back up north. And so we have just reached 50 south, so that's progress as well back up into the, in the Atlantic.
So tell me, what's the weather like today, and how are you feeling?
Well, we've got we got about 20 knots of wind, 20, 25 knots of wind. There's supposed to be quite a bit more wind here as we are still under the influence of a low-pressure system that is in the Southern Ocean still. And so there's anticipation that there could be quite a lot of wind here as this low-pressure system ends up merging with another low coming down from around Rio de Janeiro and making a very long, very big low-pressure system across the South Atlantic. So that's of some concern for sure, and we're going upwind right now, port tack, making about 9.5 knots, staysail, three reefs in the main. We've been up and down with the sail combination through the night. We had quite a bit more wind when we were down by the Falkland Islands, and it was we thought it was going to increase even further, but it's diminished a bit. So we're kind of in a netherworld of the sail combinations. And because the wind instruments are not functioning, we have to only steer by the pilot, autopilot, only steers by a compass. So to keep going up on deck and looking at the wind decks at the top of the mast to sort of pick our course, it doesn't steer automatically to any changes in the wind direction, which makes it inefficient and pretty fatiguing, actually, also.